का था, रूप वही रूप नया।
A normal walk to a doctor with a small stomach pain, a cold and cough landed up into a very rare form of blood cancer. It was a huge setback and it was just both of us in the hospital. But what a fighter he was. He smiled and he said, "So what? This is the final transplant and I'm going to hit it. I'm going to really kick cancer this time." He said, "If I'm getting some information, why not have the rest of the people who are fighting cancer have more information?" I salute him. Having so much courage when you yourself are in pain. Thank you, everyone. Today, I'm going to share a story about a person who not only fought his own cancer, but laid a platform for brave Indians fighting against cancer. It's about my husband, my beloved husband, Rahul Yadav. I will share a little background of how he started, what he was doing, and how I landed up here today. So it was about 2013 when we had just got married in 2011 actually, and it was a beautiful life. It was going on a perfect life, and we were childhood sweethearts. We were from the school, so we studied in APS. And we both come from an army background. So my parents were also in the army and my father-in-law was also in the army. And they both are now retired and settled. Rahul and I go back 20 years now, as of today when we talk. And it was a beautiful journey I had with him. Before I go ahead with how it happened, why it happened, I would just like to cover about Rahul's background. So, as I mentioned, he came from an army background. He did his schooling from APS, Dhola Kuan, and he did his PUSA and went into hotel management. He worked for Park Hotels for a small stint of time, and then he started off with his Symbiosis Pune journey, and he landed up into HCL Technologies. So that's how I, after marriage, landed up into Bangalore. I was working with TCS. I was working as an assistant manager that time, now a manager. And it was a rosy life, I said. So a chance detection, a normal walk to a doctor with a small stomach pain, a cold and cough, landed up into a very rare form of blood cancer. The doctors were shocked to see that at a very young age of 28 years, Rahul had a very rare form of cancer, which is called plasma cell leukemia. It was a setback for us. Obviously, we thought it was a gallbladder stone or maybe a dengue or malaria. It was a huge setback and it was just both of us in the hospital. Our parents were posted and they were there in their locations. The doctor told us, you may want to call your parents before he broke the news to us. I knew a night before that the doctor indirectly told me there's something wrong. I would not tell you because the entire result is not out. We are suspecting leukemia. I did not sleep that night, but I told Rahul nothing is wrong. It's just a matter of time and the reports are going to be out. It was 23rd August 2013 when Rahul was told that he has a rare form of blood cancer. Treatment started. It is a very aggressive form of cancer. So treatment started and things had to move on very quickly. We shifted our base from Bangalore to Delhi because our parents were trying to get their posting here and my parents were settled in Delhi. And at this point of time, family support is very important. So we shifted and the treatment started. The first 4 to 5 initial months, we were, you know, locked in a room. We took care of things, infection, X, Y, Z, what to eat, what not to eat. We did everything. When we started going to the hospital and interacting with a lot of patients, Rahul told me, you know, if we do this, it would be it would be beneficial for me. If we do this, it should not be good for me. So things like that. What works well, what does not work well for you. So with this idea, he said, if I'm getting some information, why not have the rest of the people who are fighting cancer have more information? Since cancer is considered as a taboo in India, which I still believe we are still facing that stigma of cancer, Rahul started with a support group called Yodhas, Indians Fighting Against Cancer. So with this thing, Rahul's idea, his brainchild, came up as Yodhas. Why he named Yodhas is because he felt every patient, every caregiver and a family member is a fighter, a Yodha who is fighting a battle. With this, we started with a small group of patients in hospitals, in our society, if someone was fighting. We started with a small WhatsApp group. The journey went on slowly. He started creating a platform on Facebook. We started with Instagram slowly. We started with Twitter. Our WhatsApp groups grew from 1 to 3 now. And it was just the 15th chemotherapy, which was ending for Rahul in 2014, is when Rahul gave me a call in the when I was in the office, and he said, "Do you want to go to Germany?" I was like, "Yeah, right. Who's going to fund us for Germany? I don't have money to even take you anywhere." So he's like, "No, I'm going to take you." I paused for a moment and I said, "Rahul, let's not have a joke right here." He said, "Rashi, I won an award. I won the UNESCO Award of People's Choice." It took me back. I was like, "What?" In the entire world, thousands of entries came into picture about the startups. And Rahul won the People's Choice Award globally, representing India in Berlin in 2014. And along with that, he won the overall second award for the idea which he implemented, being a cancer patient, fighting for cancer patients, and establishing a platform for cancer patients. I still remember that day when he said that, make a call to the doctor. I am short of my bone marrow stem cell transplant, but I have to go and receive this award. I made the call to the doctor and he said, "I would never say no to something like this. I am proud of my patient who's a friend to me, and I would not even think of for a moment that you will not go. Go, come back, we'll do your transplant." 15 cycles of chemotherapy he took, he was on maintenance, and we went to Berlin. We received the award, and I still have his pictures and his smile so fresh in my mind. It was a very proud moment for me as a wife, for his parents who were looking at him sitting in India. It was a live stream also which happened. We came back, Rahul went along with his bone marrow transplant, and it was so unfortunate that after 70 days of his first bone marrow transplant, he relapsed. We had nowhere to look again. The entire journey started. But here, it was very aggressive. We had to treat it again very rapidly. So he had to undergo to another bone marrow transplant. So imagine, within a span of 4 months, he was going for another bone marrow transplant. But what a fighter he was. He smiled and he said, "So what? This is the final transplant and I'm going to hit it. I'm going to really kick cancer this time." The entire journey started, the chemotherapy started. He was such a person who would, his drips used to be on his right hand or on the left hand, and one hand used to be free. So his phone was with him. He used to take care of the patient's query. He used to attend calls of the patients. He used to write messages to the patients. He used to take care of the WhatsApp group, the Facebook group. And slowly he started, maintaining a pool of interns and volunteers. So we didn't have money. We couldn't have a full-time employee over here. So the idea of recruiting interns and volunteers came into picture. He recruited Delhi University students who volunteered, and he wanted to make an impact on the youth, because today, whatever information we are trying to cascade to the youth is going to be a better tomorrow. We may have less number of cancer patients in the coming years if we create awareness. So the fight went on. Rahul went on. He kept fighting. He kept guiding. It was never a moment in the night also that, he would not pick up a call. And I used to look at him and saying, "Dude, you need to get some sleep." And he's like, "I will sleep. What about the patient who's calling me? He needs my help." I respected his ideas because I knew this gives him peace of mind. People said, "Rahul, meditate." He said, "My meditation is Yodhas, and I am at peace when I'm helping people." Today, when I think about it, I really, I salute him. Having so much courage when you yourself are in pain. He never used to mention that I am in pain. He used to always smile, no matter what day, what night, what chemo, what transplant. He smiled and he just held my hand and said, "Rashi, till the time we both are here together, we are in this together and we are going to fight it out." 2015, June 12, he had his second transplant. It went off well. About for 9 months, he was fine. We were happy. Our life is coming back to picture. But something had to go wrong again. On his stomach, he felt there was a little, you know, reddishness, a boil kind of a thing. And I smiled. I said, oh, it's a pimple on your stomach. He's like, no, it doesn't look like a pimple. So we went to the doctors again. So the doctor said, we'll wait for a week. Let's see. So it grew a little more. So when the biopsy was done, we came to know the plasma cell leukemia cytoma is back again. So it was a third relapse. And that day, I went blank. I didn't know what to say, where to look. He went into hospital again. And unfortunately, the doctor said, you cannot go out because it's a third relapse. We have to be very careful. Your platelets are 2,000, 3,000, which is like very low for a normal person or for a cancer patient. HB was around 7. But Rahul just very silently said, my sister is getting married. Can I go for about 45 minutes just to, you know, make her day memorable, make her parents' day memorable? The doctor just smiled and said, 45 minutes I'm giving you. You get up, get ready, go and come back. And that actually made my day. It actually made my family's day, my sister's day, my in-laws' And as my sister saw him, she was like, what am I dreaming? You're standing here. And my in-laws also supported me so much that, you know, my father-in-law called me, Rashi, we are getting him. Just make sure you have his clothes. And I knew it that he's going to come. In the morning when I was going with my sister, I just carried his clothes, you know, just out of, you know, sixth sense that maybe he may come. We still have his pictures in our album and we have it all over at the house. And it's such a, you know, we smile when we look at his pictures. He came back to the hospital after 45 minutes and the wedding went on. We stayed in the hospital for 2 months at a stretch. It was a terrified time for us. We actually got frustrated. But Rahul was not one who would get frustrated. He went on. He fought it, he took all medicines, whatever it may be. 31st December 2016, our doctor said, go home for a day, spend New Year's with your family. And we were like, all right, thank you. That's great if we can go home. Because we had to first arrange funds also for our medication because everything which Rahul took had got exhausted. It was not working for him. And we had to raise funds. And Rahul, his aura, his vibes, twice this guy raised funds for himself, which were like 30 lakhs, 20 lakhs. He raised it on his own. My insurance policies were exhausted, so we had to look out for some options. But he did it. He never let, you know, a burden kind of a situation come on us. He was so strong. He would do anything for himself, for his family. His father stood by us. My parents, his mom stood by us like a rock, solid rock. It was never a time when we both gave up. So after New Year's, 2017 Jan, we went back to the hospital, took the new chemotherapy. It worked for a while. But it started impacting his heart. So we were in and out of ICU, in, out, in, out. But we were like, okay, till the time we are breathing, we are fine. We are walking, it's good. 2 months when we were in the hospital in 2016, he started having neuropathy. So he was not able to walk much. He needed support to walk. And I used to help him. His father used to help him walk, stand, you know. Come out of the room, sit with everyone. 18th Feb, we celebrated his last birthday in 2017, where my parents, my cousins came in, and it was a surprise for him, and he was really happy. He said, wow, I have a surprise party. I used to do surprises for everyone, and I have a surprise party. That's amazing. We celebrated his birthday. He went back to the hospital again, and things just started getting aggravated slowly. things did not fall in place somehow. We got another medicine, which was the latest in US. We thought this will work. It did not work. 11th June, he was shifted in ICU just for his BP monitoring. But 12th June, early morning, in fact, 13th early morning, he passed away. He had a cardiac arrest and he had a stroke and we couldn't revive him the second time. And that is when our world just tore apart. And I was like, how can this even happen? My in-laws and my parents were standing with me in ICU and we were just not in a phase of mind to accept this news. And even the doctors were shocked. How can this happen? He's a fighter. The doctors used to smile. The doctor used to say, Rahul, do you like me so much that you come in ICU? And he used to say, no, sir, I hate this ICU. He said, you better not come back. And the doctor said, I never thought that, you know, I'm saying this, they better not come back, it was meant to be like this. And I went into a denial mode. I was like, no, this cannot happen. But then I immediately recollected how strong Rahul was. We stood in this battle of cancer for 4 years together with our families. And I cannot let him down. This is when even my families and my in-laws, they gave me courage that he was a fighter and he's still with us. And he leaves behind a legacy, Yodhas, Indians fighting against cancer. The last, even when Rahul spoke to us in ICU, was just about an upcoming event in NCC for NCC cadets. And my father-in-law said that he spoke the last about this to me and we will take it ahead. I asked my father-in-law after his cremation, do we still do the event? And he was like, of course, we will do it. There are no two ways about it. And we did the event and there was such a big crowd to support us. All our interns who had left Yodhas after about 1 year came back. They said, ma'am, we will stand by you for the event and we will be there for you. And things just went on. Even when Rahul passed away, the social media, the homage they paid, it was Rahul Yadav everywhere, no matter it was Facebook or Instagram, because the vibes, the aura he had, people used to say he's still with us. And today, it's going to be about 1.6 years since he left us. And his legacy remains with me. It remains with us, with our families. And today, even when the patients meet me, they say, and even to my father-in-law, they say that, you know, what Rahul started as a cancer patient, as a cancer fighter, no one can do this at a such young age. He passed away when he was 32 years old only. Imagine. In a span of 4 years, he did so much for the society that today the society is thanking him. They're thanking him for what he did, what he wanted to do. He fought his demons by, you know, frankly, by helping patients. He used to say that I'm going to fight my demons if I'm going to help people in Yodhas. I would just remember one of his lines, which he always used to say was, when life gives you lemons, don't just make a lemonade. Instead, make a lemon souffle. So, in a nutshell, I just want everyone, the youth, the cancer patients who are fighting even today, please don't lose hope. My husband never lost hope. He fought till the end very bravely. He never showed his pain, his anxiety, never. Even when he had such a bad gastro problem that we had to stop his chemotherapies, he used to just lie down on one side because he used to feel comfortable and he used to help patients. He said, my mind is getting diverted. So please don't lose hope. I know it's a very easy statement of saying do not lose hope, but I feel at the end of the tunnel, a ray of light is still there. Even though Rahul is not here with us anymore, his efforts were recognized by the Entrepreneurship Awards in 2017, where he won the award for a community startup for cancer patients. So this also goes without saying that even if you leave the world, it doesn't end here. It's about what you leave behind. What are your, you know, what work you did is what is left behind when you're not there. So very proudly, I can say that, yes, Rahul won the Entrepreneur Award in 2017. And this is, I felt amazing. He's not there with me, but still he won the award. And it was a proud moment for my parents and my in-laws as well. And I just, from the entire story which you heard about Rahul Yadav, I would just like to say, stay strong, stay positive, have a good lifestyle, eat well, and exercise, as Rahul used to say. Trust me, these are his words. And anything, we are here for you. Please, even the caregivers, please stay strong. It's the strength a patient derives from you. I stood strong the entire journey. I was a silent fighter with Rahul. I did not take chemos, but I stood by him. And if I had lost hope and I had cried in front of him, he would never have stayed strong. It works both ways. So that's it. Thank you.